Hello everyone, Logan here to give you a quickie on the latest blockbuster Twisters, starring Daisy Edgar-Jones, Glenn Powell, Anthony Ramos, and the list goes on. This is probably going to be a bit of a short one, not because I didn't like the film. I actually had a lot of fun with the film, but it's going to be a spoiler-free quickie, as well as a solo quickie. I know Andy saw it today as well as I did, and I don't know what he had kind of letterboxed review-wise, so I haven't fully, you know, kind of deconstructed where he's at on the film, but at least on my opinion, Twisters is a lot of fun that, while I don't think is as good as the original film, I think it still gives you what you want out of a Twister sequel in some way, shape, or form. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be, you know, highly tied to the original film. The thing about this film, too, is that if you, for some reason, are expecting this film to be almost like a legacy sequel, something like, you know, The Force Awakens, you're not going to get that with Twisters. There are references to the first film. There's one blatant reference that's very early on in the film. And besides that, I think a lot of the other stuff is pretty much more just like, you know, dealing with Oklahoma and the Tornado Alley and things that are already talked about in the first film. And then ultimately are just going to have to be brought up back into conversation organically, discussing storm chasing as well as, you know, tornadoes and, at least in this universe, how much tornadoes have changed and gotten more increasingly violent as the years have gone on. And yeah, for context, I actually never watched the original Twister all the way through until yesterday. Twister as a film was one that I'd seen plenty of clips of, even knew the premise of the film as well as the kind of the main love triangle that's involved in that film, but ultimately just never fully sat down and watched it until yesterday to prep for seeing Twisters, and I had an absolute blast with the original film, which is no surprise. The original film is a beloved 90s classic, but it was good to see that film going into Twisters because while I do think that there are elements in the original film that, you know, it just, the sequel just can't capture in a sense because it's really just hard to capture the type of wild, silly edge that the original 90s film has. Overall, I think Twister still does a good job of finding kind of a modern equivalent to like the silliness, the, you know, the hamminess of the performances, but in a way that's very, you know, fun and really just amp up the ridiculousness of the fact that we are watching people who are going out of their way to drive into paths of tornadoes. And I think, honestly, while I do think that there are elements in the directing, cinematography, and the editing and Twisters that I feel like, you know, hinder some of the aspects of the tornado action compared to the first film, which the first film was directed by the director of Speed, I believe John DeBont, and, or maybe Jan DeBont, but the director of Speed directed the original Twister, and there are some phenomenal wild shots that are in that first film that are just clearly is like, of course, the man behind Speed is doing the tornado film, and it's clear that he's going all out with some of these, you know, set piece moments. And while Lee Isaac Chung, who most people might know from his Oscar-winning film Minari from 2020, and again, I think Chung does a wonderful job in the film in terms of really capturing the essence of what makes these films so much fun to watch, regardless of the craziness going on in the narratives in either one of these films. And honestly, I think, surprisingly, even though I do think the first film touches on it a bit, I think Twisters does, in fact, without spoiling too much, really does, you know, capture and touch a bit more on the aftermath and the damage and the consequences that come from, of course, natural disasters like tornadoes. And it's fascinating to watch and be like, oh yeah, the original Twister, even though I just saw it recently, so it's very fresh in my brain, it does touch on those, but a lot of that is just to lead into cool set pieces, which, again, in the original Twister, there are a lot of really cool set pieces. So it's interesting to see with Twisters how it does want to focus a bit more on the human element and the more grounded aspects of tornadoes and the death and destruction that can come from them. But, you know, honestly, when it comes to Twisters, while there are some interesting angles that they touch on in terms of maybe their approach to an antagonistic force in this film, whether as the, you know, kind of figuring out where do you go from the original film being about just trying to scan a tornado to what this film is trying to do in terms of, and this is not really spoiling much because this is in the trailer, but, you know, with Twisters trying to figure out how do you, quote unquote, kill a tornado before it gets too dangerous in one aspect of the film. And similar to the original film, that is just one aspect of a nearly 2-hour film. I think it might be just over 2 hours with Twisters. And overall, again, I think what it does is it makes a very fun popcorn film that has a really good lead performance from Daisy Edgar-Jones, an overtly silly but still fun and charismatic performance from Glenn Powell, who does have moments of earnestness throughout the film, but it is kind of wild every time he shows up on screen, because having Glenn Powell as like this quote unquote version of a Bill Paxton type is clearly not a one-to-one and really shouldn't be, because it's a vastly different approach. But it's still fun to see Powell, because Powell has really good chemistry with Jones. And honestly, the one thing that I was kind of shocked about and I wish was worked on more was Anthony Ramos, who I think is a really good actor. I think he's very charismatic and energetic, and I really enjoy his performances in other things, like in The Heights. I think he possibly might be miscast in this film. Doesn't mean he's bad. It just feels really, really subdued in a way that just feels like there's more to this character that could have been put on the screen that just we really don't get. And that is a lot, I think, of the downside of Twisters is I think that there are more elements that they're trying to build upon that aren't, you know, in the original Twister, yes, there are other elements they kind of build upon, but there are the ones that are the most important, they focus on entirely and are able to give to a very solid, very satisfying conclusion by the end of that film. And with Twisters, yes, the conclusion I do like a lot. Ultimately, there are some elements to certain aspects of, like, you know, the quote-unquote antagonist of the film, also a possible love triangle, depending on if you are going to imply it as such, but I can also honestly see people seeing the film, walking out of the theater, and not even thinking about it being a love triangle. Aspects of Glenn Powell's crew of storm chasers who have a lot of personality, and that ensemble is doing a phenomenal job, but we don't get really a lot of development surrounding them. But overall, I think I think it's just really good to have something like Twisters out in theaters right now, where it's like, it's not as good as a Top Gun Maverick in terms of almost like a return to form blockbuster, but I do think it is like, has enough of that classic blockbuster energy that I think if you were kind of on the fence on Twisters, wondering whether or not it was going to give you that kind of excitement in a theater, I'll tell you what, I was pretty excited and having a fun time in my theater. I went with a friend in IMAX, and when we bought our tickets, there were like 4 or 5 people in the theater initially. When I got there, it like was 5-6 times more than I anticipated. Like, it was a pretty crowded IMAX for a Sunday night, and everyone was having a good time. People were laughing at the jokes. You know, the energy was very palpable at the tornado scenes. And it kind of gave me a little bit of a glimpse of what I got when I saw Top Gun Maverick, you know, a few years back. And so I chose that, like, with Twisters, even though I would consider it a weaker film than the first Twister. Like, the first Twister, I'd give like a 3.5 out of 5. I'd probably give Twisters the same thing, but like, it's just enough lower that I would still rank the first one better by a few different elements. But overall, I really do like the fact that, you know, everyone's going for the craziness in Twisters. Everyone seems like to have a fun time. I like how there are a lot of elements that are, you know, brought back, you know, narratively in terms of the structure from Twister into Twisters, and done in enough of a twist that I think keeps it fresh enough that I think fans of the original Twister can go into Twisters and really enjoy the time unless you really, really want, like, a Twister 2. Like, that's the situation, too, is, like, I think most people can go into Twisters without even seeing the first Twister and have a really good time. And I think most people who have seen the original Twister will get a lot out of the little changes and tweaks here and there to, like, character types and narrative situations where it's like, oh yeah, I remember that from the original film. But if you're one of those people who just, like, even though, you know, Bill Paxton has passed away and, you know, it's been long enough that, like, you know, and Philip Seymour Hoffman has passed away as well at this point, like, it's not like we're gonna get, you know, Helen Hunt and the crew to come back for a Twister 2. But if that's what you want from Twisters, you're not gonna get that. And, you know, if that's the case, I'm sorry to tell you that, but understandably so. I think that once you're able to get over that, I think it's still a good time. Like, if anything with Twisters, I think it's pretty inoffensive across the board. And I think in a good and a bad way. Like, I think it stands out enough that if you're looking for something to watch at a matinee price in the future, and this is still in theaters and you haven't watched it yet, I feel like it's an easy, safe bet to just go see it and have a good time. Because I think I definitely liked it more than, like, you know, The Fall Guy, you know, that Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt film that came out earlier this year. It's kind of on the same spectrum to me in terms of, like, that was a film I had a really good time with, but I don't know if it's going to be, like, it's nowhere near going to be, like, my top 10 of 2024 kind of film lists. But, like, it was worth the time and experience as, like, a popcorn film. And I think Twisters really grabs that as well. So, yeah, Twisters is a lot of fun. I would probably definitely recommend it as a matinee price film. But if you're a big fan of the original film, I think seeing it in full price, especially on, like, a Dolby Cinema or an IMAX, you'll definitely get your money's worth. It's good to see Daisy Edgar-Jones in bigger films. It's fun to see Lee Isaac Chung be able to do something. While I know that he's very versatile as a director, it is fun to see him do something more bombastic of a quote-unquote crowd pleaser. And of course, everyone knows this, but Glenn Powell is too strong and he must be stopped before he gets any more powerful. That's my quickie for Twisters. I'm Logan Sowash. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.